92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So during the COVID pandemic for the last 2 years, working from home was never an option for us here at the radio stations. The company cut a lot of our staff, including all of our part-timers. We still don't have them back. So for the last 2 years, only 13 of us have kept 8 radio stations running. It's been quite a job. And during that time, a lot of you became at-home employees. Well, a national study was done over the last couple of weeks, which found that corporate managers of our country are a bit hot about this. They're not happy. 77% of them have declared that WFH, work from home, is over, that it is no longer necessary, and they are prepared to apply severe consequences to those who refuse to return to a normal office-based workday. Those consequences could include salary cuts or even dismissals. Now, there are some people who might be able to get a pass on this if they have a significant health issue, but are still able to do their job from off-site. It would require a formal review process. Now, it's also worth noting that last month, in March, only about 10% of employed Americans were still working remotely. A big part of the reason that people were reluctant to go back to their office life is the unnecessary meetings that used to cut down on their productivity during the workday. Some people said they spend 50% of their day in unnecessary meetings. But there's something else going on these days, kind of parallel to this. Younger people these days are playing one company against another. They're getting an offer from company B and then bullying their current employer into paying them more money. And I don't see a problem with that because that's the way it should be. If another company wants to pay you more money, you should challenge your current company to at least meet that before you bail out. It's a delicate strategy. It's not one that always works, but when it does, the results could be great for you.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.